as we sang, "For mercy so great, what return can I make?" This verse came to me. I thought I could find it, and I did. "Great is thy mercy toward me. Great is thy mercy toward me." And the word before that is "for." "For great is thy mercy toward me." That's connecting to what goes before, as you know. And here it says in Psalm 86, "Thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name." That means give me an undivided heart, that it might be all yours. "I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore, for great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell." What a wonderful testimony that is, giving glory to God. It's similar to the song of Revelation 15 that they sing in heaven. I noticed that once when I was looking at Psalm 86, that there are similarities here. And this is a prayer of David, and it says, "Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name." You know what it says there in Revelation 15. "And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying," let me make sure I have it right, this is in heaven, "saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest." And here we have, "Among the gods, none like unto thee, O Lord. No works like your works. All nations that you have made will come and worship before you, glorify your name, and then, for you are great." We sing this at home. "For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord, for I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name, and I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart. And I will glorify thy name forevermore." We had that same thought Saturday morning at the table worship. "I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart, all for Jesus. And for great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. For mercy so great, what return can I make? For mercy so constant and sure, I'll love him, I'll serve him with all that I have, as long as my life shall endure." And I sing Revelation 15 too, so we could do them both here, but I don't know if those who are playing the instruments would be happy with me to spring that on them with no music to put in front of them. But these are songs that ought to be in our hearts. Maybe not exactly these words, but these thoughts. "Lord, you are great. You do marvelous things. I want to be all yours. I want to give myself to you. I want to love you who first loved me. Your mercy is great toward me. Praise the Lord."